This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I can't believe how many people are on my side. Yes. All I was doing was having a succulent Chinese meal. Everybody's like, Keith's wrong. You're right. Thank you. Somebody did send me a thing of somebody having a flesh-eating disease after they had the leftovers. So that's not very good, but that's for a different day. Mary Kay Cabot, she's going to join us here coming up at 8:22. That's not for a different day. I never want to talk about something like that again. Mary Kay Cabot, what would the Browns do if they don't want a quarterback at number two? And, you know, as the saga continues with you-know-who. Mary Kay's going to join us at 8:20. So if you didn't see the end of the Cavs game last night, I wouldn't have blamed you. It was a blowout from basically beginning to end. Max Strus went crazy in the first half, and then that was about the end of it. And the Cavaliers won 131-108. Should have been 129-108. And ended up being 131-108 because with about 4 seconds left, as they were dribbling out the clock, Tristan Thompson threw down a dunk, and I would play the FanDuel one, but you got to hear the home broadcast. This is Tristan throwing down a dunk at the end of the game, at the end of a blowout, courtesy of TSN.
Kenny Atkinson and the Cleveland Cavaliers is Thompson right at the boos ringing out for Tristan Thompson.
Uh-oh.
Getting the two-handed slam, a little bit surprising. 131-108, and Tristan Thompson now headed back, and there's some words here, and everybody trying to separate. Scotty Barnes saying something to Tristan Thompson, and Darko now standing that way. And this is one of the things about this building, like a lot, the teams actually head down the same tunnel. They do not go to separate tunnels, and we thought that Tristan Thompson would have dribbled that out. He did not, and the Raptors, and you understand it, they take exception to it. And this game was won early on. They led by as many as 39, and boos in the building. And Thompson smiling now, kind of going, you know.
When they started booing even more, they started to cheer because Scotty Barnes was going to go after him, as was described by the TSN broadcast. And then things started to nearly get out of hand as Tristan Thompson had to be held back. It looked like he was going to try to fight all of Toronto.
Well, it's awkward. The teams share the tunnel together. The teams share the locker rooms together. The teams will share a shower together after the break. It's like
perfectly
ridiculous.
Fine.
That was Matt Devlin, by the way. I think that's, do you remember Matt Devlin used to be at TNT?
Yeah.
Him and Leo.
I remember the name, I should say. I didn't remember the voice.
Yeah, so this was weird.
Nothing against that guy.
You never see this, really. And when you do see it, it is almost a guaranteed fracas.
I had to wonder, did somebody say something to him? Because
something had to have happened.
He's just dribbling it out, and it seems like something hits, and he's like, okay, you know what? And then he just throws down some dunk to make it 131-108, and then that's the end of the game. Kenny Atkinson was asked about it. Here's Kenny.
Tristan, I'm not sure what he was thinking. Sometimes, though, you're playing the game, and you just have a reaction. I know in Tristan, there's no bad intention there. I think just sometimes you're playing, and you know, the goal of the game is to score, and just unfortunate.
Why does it always sound in a basketball post game like they're in a diner?
Yeah, you're hearing
when you did that before.
Clicking and clacking,
it,
yeah.
It was like a
that
diner.
That was the crash of the glass from the fight.
There's no way Kenny believes that. There's no way he believes that.
I guarantee there was some sort of discussion because you brought it up earlier. You were watching Donovan Mitchell's reaction.
Well, Donovan Mitchell, the TSN is the brilliant clip. I know we're about to have Brad Daugherty on at 9. You had to go with the home crowd. You had to go to the home broadcast because that was the brilliant clip. They showed Donovan Mitchell. He has his hands over his head, and it looks like, what? Why did you do that? What's going on? Because it's like Donovan knows they're not going to be happy about this.
He was surprised.
This is not going to be good. And we have to walk back through the same tunnel. Maybe Tristan forgot about that and thought they were just going to walk back in different tunnels. I don't think they play each other again for the rest of the year. Donovan didn't look like it was. He didn't look mad. He looked like, why did you do that? And I think Kenny, he did his best to dispel it because you're 44 and 10. You're about to go to the All-Star break and you're about to coach at the All-Star break. But there had to be a point in the locker room. He had to look at him and go, why would you do something like that? Unless something that bad was said to Tristan Thompson. Here is Darko Rajakovic. This is the head coach of the Toronto Raptors. He called it classless.
I think what Tristan did there was no class and disrespectful. I'm not going to stand for that for sure. I'm really glad that our players, they stood up for themselves. I love when my team stands up for themselves. That was no class act.
What a bizarre incident.
It was. It was, especially because that game was over so early. So you would have figured there's so much garbage time. And normally,
it was 41-17 at the end of the first quarter.
Yeah, and normally when a game is like that, that game is, guys got a foot out the door. Guys are getting ready to go to Cabo, wherever they're going for their...
They got a week off.
Yeah, a whole week. So it's normally a friendly situation. Like, hey, we'll see you after the... Good luck with your team the rest of the year. Especially a team that's not a threat. Like, in no way are these teams going to meet in the
ever
playoffs
again.
Or anything
well,
like that.
For the rest of the year.
Yeah, they're too.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You?
The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes.
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Totally different stages. It's a total rebuild right now in Toronto. It's been a disastrous year. So I'm surprised. Normally, those aren't the types of games where there would be any animosity.
It seems insane. Did Tristan Thompson establish himself, though, as the enforcer on this team?
Well, I didn't see any enforcing, though. That's the issue. There was nothing to enforce.
Was he sending a message?
He was getting held back by about...
Enforcing the over.
Yeah, well, they definitely had the over. Was there any point where you thought there was actually going to be fisticuffs? Because it went on a long time.
For a minute there, it looks like there very well could be.
And I was surprised there were so many Raptors fans that stuck around. Because that at times, the fans are the ones that can escalate things because they migrate their way down to the floor to try to get autographs or whatever. So if they are getting in the face of Tristan or anything like that, you could see something
bubbling
over.
They're supposed to be hospitable people in Canada.
Was Nav Bhatia right there?
Oh, gosh, if he offended Nav, do you and I have to send an apology to Nav Bhatia?
I imagine he's friends with Tristan. So many NBA...
He's probably giving him gifts.
He goes to all the NBA Finals games.
And what makes it weird is that if it were Jared Allen or anybody else, all of our families would be on the side of that player. It's Tristan Thompson, and as Lyman noted, Mrs. Lima is not a big fan. Mrs. Carmen is not a big fan. In fact, Miss Lima, the sister, who's not a nice... Well, actually, she is nice now. She is not a fan of Tristan Thompson.
No.
It's an awkward situation in all the households. Which they... I don't think that they would know why this would be... My wife certainly wouldn't. Maybe your wife would. I mean, she is an athlete. My wife would have no idea why this was frowned upon in basketball.
So here's what's interesting to me. You have had... Over the course of the last few weeks, you've had Jared Allen setting that huge screen.
Yeah. Oh God,
that was like the dirtiest play of his career.
Tough guy basketball.
And
I
understand.
Are
why
they the bad boy Cavaliers?
Right. You had Darius Garland sink a
game-winning
shot, and Donovan pushed him into the crowd. Yes. Yeah, so I wondered. The Cavs have not gotten the publicity that a team with this record normally gets. They haven't had an identity like that. Their identity has just been we win. We kick the whatever out of these teams. But we don't have a top five player. We don't have a Luka. We don't have any of that. We don't have anybody that the rest of the league hates. We don't have a Joel Embiid, a Harden, a Westbrook. Like, we don't have anybody that's annoying with the referees, right? We don't have JB was our annoying guy. But this team isn't. This team doesn't jaw at the officials the entire game.
No.
So they don't have an identity for the random teams, fan bases, that when the Cavs come to town...
Kenny's only had one T, right?
I think I've only seen the one.
That was the night I said he doesn't yell like JB does.
Right. But funny how that happens. But so maybe this is them. They're young. They're forging maybe an identity. Because really their identity is good regular season team, because they have been for like five straight years, that doesn't do anything in the playoffs. That's been their identity. Well, they can't change that until they get to the
playoffs.
This
is the only identity that they could go from likable to that fans would love, I think. Because they're already good. Yeah, our fans. Well, Cleveland fans don't care about anyone else, but you're right. I should specify. This is the only identity that they could go to that fans would like. People beloved tough guy players and tough guy teams. Broad Street Bullies, Bad Boy Pistons, and if all of a sudden these guys become a bunch of ass kickers... I mean, you will fall in line. The whole point of the movie Slapshot is based on this. This is the identity that fans love the most. They like that they're likable players. They like them. But they will love them if they all of a sudden become a bunch of tough guys. So, Darius, you're right. Over the last couple of weeks, you had the Jared Allen foul. You had the Darius Garland where he was like at the fan, going at the fan. And then this situation with Tristan Thompson, which again... I want to know. I feel something had to have been said from somewhere on the bench or somewhere on the floor for him to do that. It was so out of nowhere, bizarre.
Now, some of the gambler fans and listeners of the show are pointing out the point spread that it was Raptors, at least on one site, plus 21.5.
Okay, and what was the final?
The final score, Cavs won by 23.
Oh, no.
So, could be something that nobody has a problem when you're chasing something in a positive, get the most out of my game type of way. But if it's the other way, like...
That's not good.
Like, remember, the Terry Rozier stuff got brought up because he had mysteriously left a few games early, and then his props got the under. And a lot of money changed hands. And so, it immediately activated all the algorithms like, hey, there's something fishy going on here. So he was under investigation. Oh, no. I don't know if he's been cleared or what. He's playing. So I think the NBA couldn't prove anything. But in this case,
I did not realize it was a 21.5 point spread. I mean, he's been suspended before for... Oh, no.
But there's nothing wrong with that, right?
I'm not going to allege that. I'm not going to.
Reckless speculation.
Please just erase the last 2 minutes of audio and we are going to move on.
Oh, okay.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.